A surprise in the trial of alleged 9/11 conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui today. This morning, Judge Leonie Brinkema angrily declared a recess because prosecutors have violated rules about coaching witnesses. She's going to consider if she wants to remove the death penalty as an option. Joining us is NPR's Laura Sullivan, who is in the courtroom today. And Laura, what happened?
Well, the prosecution came forward first thing in the morning and told the judge that there had been an egregious violation of the rules. Apparently, one of the government attorneys for TSA had been coaching witnesses, employees of both TSA and the FAA. She had emailed seven employees a transcript of proceedings from the earlier week, including one of the witnesses that testified and the opening statements of the defense and the prosecution.
So tell us about this witness coaching. The judge expressly forbade that.
She said absolutely the witnesses should have no knowledge of the witnesses that came before them or the arguments that the defense and the prosecution were going to be making in the case. It's, you know, one of the decisions that she will have to make is how to sanction the prosecution because of this issue. And she's considering throwing out all of their testimony. And at this idea, the prosecution jumped up and said that that was half their case. The defense want the death penalty thrown out, and because this is only a question of whether or not he gets death or life in prison without parole, that would essentially throw the case out.
And then what would happen? Would they retry the case?
Well, attorneys were saying in the hallway that they would appeal whatever decision Brinkema is going to make. Tomorrow they're going to bring witnesses, they're going to bring all seven of the employees forward to ask what they knew, how much did they read, how much has their testimony been tainted, and they're going to hold hearings all day tomorrow. She dismissed the jury until Wednesday morning when she might have a ruling, and she asked both the defense and the prosecutors to submit briefs today over the whole argument. She called it one of the most egregious violations she's seen on the bench, and the prosecution acknowledged that it was a serious misstep. And it's especially interesting for the prosecution because it's the second misstep that the prosecution has had. She chastised them on Thursday for asking a highly improper question that she ordered stricken from the jury.
So if she decides to take out this testimony, strike this testimony, does that mean the government has no case?
The government has half a case. They can bring forward all kinds of evidence that shows that Moussaoui lied to the FBI, and because of those lies, that he allowed the 9/11 attacks to occur. What the prosecution was hoping to include with the FAA is they wanted to show that if the FAA had known more, that they could have stopped the knives from going onto the planes. Without that testimony, they're in some trouble.
Thanks a lot, NPR's Laura Sullivan in Alexandria, Virginia.
Thank you very much.